The governor vetoes a bill extending the life of Oklahoma's public television, and Oklahoma City reports the first drop in homelessness since 2022. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Friday, May 8th. I'm McDaniels. Governor Kevin Stitt vetoed a bill this week that would extend the life of Oklahoma's Educational Television Authority, or OETA, to 2031. Lionel Ramos reports it's among the latest of about two dozen vetoes so far.
Government shouldn't fund public broadcasting, Stitt says in his veto message. He points to the survival of PBS and NPR after Congress cut their funding, as proof public media can survive without being a state budget line item. Even though he signed a budget including a $2.8 million appropriation to OETA for the 2027 fiscal year. The bill is one of at least 24 others that Stitt has vetoed. The House has overridden seven vetoes so far, including the one ending OETA. And Speaker Kyle Hilbert says it's unclear how many more will come up.
You know, it is peculiar because normally when you do veto overrides, both chambers have conversations ahead of time.
This time, the Senate is adjourned until next week, which leaves some bills and potential overrides in the air. I'm Lionel Ramos.
Oklahoma City officials are reporting the first decline in homelessness in 4 years. Sierra Pfeiffer has more on data from the city's 2026 homelessness survey.
1,867 people were counted in this year's point-in-time count. It's an annual survey of homelessness required by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. It's a 1% decrease from 2025. Jamie Caves is the city's homeless strategy implementation manager, and she says she's optimistic it's the start of a downward trend.
Well, 1% is a modest number. I can't emphasize enough how big of a win this is for our city. This is the first decrease since 2022 when our community had significant pandemic-era resources.
Guidelines for federal funding streams are changing, but Cave says the city is prepared to stay the course. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Oklahoma representatives replaced language in a Senate resolution with an ongoing proposal that would send Medicaid expansion back to voters. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has more on Republicans' latest effort to gain control over state Medicaid spending.
Senate Joint Resolution 50 would ask voters to decide whether to remove Medicaid expansion from the state constitution and place it into statute. There, it can be amended or repealed. But that would only happen if the federal government stopped paying 90% of the costs for expansion. House Speaker Kyle Hilbert says this maneuver was the only way to get the sought-after state question on the November general election ballot before lawmakers adjourn. He says this is because the Senate abruptly gaveled in and out for the week on Wednesday.
Ultimately, I believe that should go on the ballot, and hopeful that will be the case.
The measure passed with a vote of 69 to 18. Elk City's Nick Archer was the only Republican who voted against it. It now returns to the Senate. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
The Oklahoma City Thunder now lead the NBA Playoff Conference semifinals against the Los Angeles Lakers 2-0 following last night's 125-107 victory. The Lakers led at halftime and increased their lead when play resumed in the second half, but OKC came roaring back, outscoring LA by 14 points in the third quarter. Thunder coach Mark Dagnall says his team rose to the occasion in the physical and competitive contest.
You're not going to just win all the minutes, you know, and so your ability to take punches and eat those punches is as important as your ability to throw them. And I thought we did a good job of just not letting the game get away from us, getting ourselves back on track.
The series now moves to LA for game three, which is set for Saturday night at 7:30 and can be seen on ABC. Read more news at our website, KGOU.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.